Gee, I wish you had put that in some context. If people hadn't listened to the show, wow. But that's okay. I stand by that. That's a $370,000 study that the federal government paid for to study the not just the sex habits of a quail, the risky sex habits of quail, and how those risky sex habits might be made more risky by injecting cocaine into the whole process. Who makes these decisions at the federal government? Just exactly who makes the call to send $370,000 to the University of Kentucky for this dribble? But I bet you I know who's going to give me an answer to that, and that is our good friend, the Mogambo guru, Richard Dowdy, on the line with us right now. How are you, buddy?
Fine. Thank you very much. How are you, Dan?
Couldn't be any better. By the way, just give me a number between 1 and 65, any number. Trust
Three.
Me. Three. These are signs that our country is in the middle of fiscal chaos and at least a double-dip recession, if not a depression. Number three in my list is the unemployment rate in the U.S. has been above 8% for 40 months in a row, and 42% of all unemployed Americans have been out of work for at least half a year. Wow.
Wow.
I know. And there's 65 of these points, and any one of these would be enough to say, gee, we're not on the right track.
That's a lot of them.
Okay, now I have another question for you. You know, you and I, it's really disturbing for the listeners because you and I agree on almost everything. But you know, Mogambo, I've come up with something that you and I don't agree on. I don't see any reason in the world why our gold supply here in the United States needs to be audited.
You don't see why?
No, and I'm hoping you'll get just as upset with me when I say this so you'll write another article. I can't think of anything else that would upset you.
Well,
so,
let me hear your argument.
First of all, I'm being facetious, but allow me to use my extemporaneous skills, carefully honed back in college, to answer that question. Because it doesn't matter. Even if all the gold we say is there, and even if it's all ours, and even if we haven't given it away or lent it out, that only represents 5 months worth of a deficit that we run in this country every year. So. How do you like that one?
But, you know, it's hard to refute such ironclad logic. You're exactly right in that regard.
Even if all half a trillion is floating around, even if there's a trillion, that's 6 months.
Right.
You know, it is so sad because 3 years ago, a million still meant something and a billion was a big number. These days, a trillion doesn't mean anything. We've been so desensitized.
Well, also, if gold does go to $50,000 or $60,000 an ounce, it will matter a great deal whether that gold is there or not.
Well, that's true. That's true. I give you that. Yes. Okay, so what? So you got a better answer than I did. So what? What do you want for it?
You know, these are questions that basically have no answers other than the fact that that's the way it always has been.
Yes.
That's exactly what happened all the way through history as one dirt ball government after another borrowed themselves into bankruptcy, couldn't pay it all back, and the horrors everybody went through as a result. And it's happening again.
It is. Shane, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I do, because I saw a story on CNN, I think it was Monday or Friday of last week, and I thought of you guys, because 3 years ago, I wouldn't have known the answer to this question, but CNN had a story, and it said, should the feds audit America's gold reserves? And I about lost my mind. I was like, are you kidding me? So, your thoughts on that, Mogambo? The feds auditing our gold supply. What's your thoughts on that?
Now, do I tell Shane that's the question I just asked 3 minutes ago?
No.
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
I need to quit playing monkey in my privacy.
One was about whether the actual gold was there, and the other one, Chris' question, was about the ownership of the gold.
Right.
It's okay. Shane has come a long way in the last 3 years. We're going to give him that one.
Thank you.
Kind of make a great difference, I would think. How would you feel? I mean, wouldn't you be shocked to find out, hey, what's going on here? And to expose all the corruption in the gold futures market, and the paper silver and gold that has been created around the globe is just unbelievable. And so with those trillions and trillions of ounces of gold and silver that's in paper form, they get anxious and want it fulfilled. That's when the whole thing falls apart. Fractional banking always falls apart when confidence is lost.
Yeah,
confidence is always lost when it turns out you're running a scam.
But you can always print new paper. That's the funny part about a confidence game with fiat currencies. You can't print gold. You can't print silver.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the Founding Fathers put into the Constitution. You know, that's the one thing that destroys economies, inflation and prices. Think of something else that is a disease wipes everybody out, or you're invaded by another country, something like that. But an economy on its own will do just fine as long as there's no inflation in prices. As soon as you do, things start going downhill and they snowball from there. And so it's important that you not have inflation in the money supply to start with, and that's why they insisted that money supply shall only be us gold and silver.
Magamba, what do you use as a reliable source of inflation? Do you use shadow stats like we do, or is there a better source?
That, I think that's about as good as you can get.
Did you see him in John Williams in an interview the other day? He was such a gentle guy. He's getting on in years. I think they had him on Fox News, and the girls in Fox News had no idea what to do with this guy. He's just sitting here explaining the unemployment rate, and they are, even Fox News, they are so conditioned to be Pollyannas and say, oh, you couldn't be right because the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Economic Analysis and the Treasury says this.
Well, to be fair, their job is on the line, too. It's not going to do their careers any good to agree with one of these guys that says the sky is falling, which is basically what he is saying. I mean, those kind of rates of inflation, no one has ever survived them. No economy has ever survived those kinds of rates of inflation. In fact, the cutoff between survivable and non-survival was somewhere around 3% inflation. And we are so far above that now.
All right, I've got it right here in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. Let's see. No state shall coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. And everybody said that is not in the Constitution. It's right in the Constitution.
Right there.
Right there.
In black and white. Who told you it wasn't in the Constitution?
Well, let's see. Everybody who did was a Democrat. And I know Harry Reid told me that, but he said he wasn't really sure.
So, well, if you're going to try to finance those kind of utopian dreams, it takes a lot of doing to things you have to say to make that possible.
Magamba, what do you think is going to be the tipping point where somebody, where the ball starts rolling and folks around the world acknowledge where we are as opposed to burying their head and just trying to stay in the game until the game dramatically changes and inflation, hyperinflation comes up? What do you think is going to be that tripwire where the average person starts to realize what's really going on and starts to care?
Well, you know, it's usually something dramatic, and I think it's going to be something in the lines of the first food riot that comes along, maybe. Hmm. It's hard to guess these kind of things because all people have gone back and said, what was the defining thing? What thing was it that they should have known would cause this, and what kind of thing foreshadowed the calamity that was going to follow? And every time it's different. It's different every single time. It's the ultimate black swan. It's completely unknowable. It comes out of left field. No one expected it. No one's prepared for it. It just happens.
Well, and I think that's what we're going to find here is, as you said, all these the eventual outcome of the whole situation is not in question, but what triggers it certainly is in question. Do you use any benchmarks along the way to judge how quickly we're moving in that direction? Do you use interest rates? Do you use money supply? Do you use is there anything that you find reliable?
Sure, the money supply.
Money supply, yep.
If it wasn't for the money, nothing would be possible. None of this would be, we would not have a problem anywhere if we had a stable money supply the entire time. These kind of debt levels would have been completely impossible. The banks were given a free rein to have fractional banking. You put deposit 2 cents, you can loan out $1,000. What kind of fractional banking you call that? I mean, it was insane at the height of the boom. It's settled down some now, and that's why the stock market's not rocketing higher. But inflation is still there.
Danny, you read somewhere that a Federal Reserve president said that there is that inflation is created by demand,
supply and demand.
Well, demand, and there was no demand. And who was that?
It was the Fed chairman. It was Rosengren.
Not the chairman. He's president
of the Boston Fed.
And what's his name?
Rosengren.
And Rosengren actually said that there is no inflation because inflation is caused by demand. Can you believe that?
Well, they got to come up with something, and you can make a logical argument from that. And it's actually one of the keystones of the whole Keynesian theory of economics, as a matter of fact. But it just doesn't work that way. It has to do with how much money you have and basically where's the money going to come from. And the money comes from the money. If you increase the money supply, and you give someone an incentive to make a tiny little bit of profit, borrowing at 0.33% and getting a return of 0.0334%, I mean, they'll do it. Why not?
Well, see, demand is what drives an economy. You want people demanding a $300,000 Ferrari or $100,000 Dodge Viper. You want people demanding it. Doesn't mean because they demand it, they can afford it. How you screw things up is by printing money, throwing that money into the system,
right?
Unearned money. Demand is exactly what you want because people work harder and they produce more.
Give them money to buy a new Ferrari.
Ugh.
I mean, that would increase the value of Ferraris dramatically and give people money to buy houses, give people money to buy anything,
yep.
And the demand will go up and blah, blah, blah. And theoretically, because the demand goes up, new players will move in to take advantage of the profit potentials, and they'll hire people and the economy will roll along, blah, blah, blah. It just ignores the debt levels that already existed in the world. We just can't service the debt loads that we now have.
All right, my friend. It's always good to have you on with us. Magombo Guru, you can go out to our newsletter and you can pick up his article. There's a website out there that one of his avid followers, even more avid than I, and I believe it's magomboguru.com, is it not?
That's what they call it.
It's great to have a single dedicated fan like that, Magombo.
Yeah.
That's good stuff, brother.
It is. I'm
hey, by the way, just to tell you how well this our segment is playing on our show. Other people on our station are now trying to bring on their gold experts. Well, they don't have you.
Well, how flattering. Of course, I only appear on the creme de la creme of shows, and that's yours.
You're a good man, Magombo. Best to your family. Take care. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Wonderful being here. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. We're going to be back right after this break. Anna DeHaro in traffic. Danny, you look like you were trying to say something. Are you ready?
No, I was just going to say those others are late to the game.
There you go. That's exactly right. We'll be right back on the Wall Street Shuffle. Stay tuned.